Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Major Louis Kukela was born on May 1st, 1888 in the Kingdom of Dalmatia, then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, now modern-day Croatia. He was the son of George and Johanna and had four siblings. His mother died when he was 12. At the age of 25, Kukela and his brother immigrated to the United States and lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota. A year later, in 1913, Kukela enlisted in the U.S. Army and was assigned to the 13th Infantry Regiment. He was honorably discharged as a corporal in June 1916. In January 1917, Kukela enlisted again, this time in the Marine Corps. He was assigned to 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment. As the United States entered the war, 5th Marines and 6th Marines formed the 4th Marine Brigade. A year later, Kukela and the 4th Marine Brigade were deployed to France under the Army's 2nd Infantry Division. With the collapse of the Russian Empire, the German forces moved 50 divisions back to the Western Front to capture Paris and defeat the Allies before the Americans could fully deploy. On July 18, 1918, Sergeant Kukela and his company were moving through the woods of Forest de Retz when they took heavy fire from an enemy strongpoint. Despite warnings from his fellow Marines, Kukela crawled out of the formation to flank the strongpoint alone. He single-handedly defeated the defenders using his rifle, bayonet, and hand grenades, capturing four men and two machine guns. Kukela served in every significant battle that the Marines fought in World War I, Belleau Wood, Soissons, Saint-Mihiel, and Mont Blanc Ridge. On September 26, 1918, Kukela was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps Reserve, 10 days after fighting in the Battle of Saint-Mihiel. He was wounded twice in France, but the wounds were not severe. On March 15, 1919, Kukela was awarded two Medals of Honor, one from the Army and one from the Navy by General John Pershing, commander of the American Expeditionary Forces. 2 weeks later, he was commissioned in the regular Marine Corps and promoted to first lieutenant. After World War I, Kukela served in the Banana Wars and was questioned by the U.S. Senate for the brutal counterinsurgency campaign in Haiti. He was demoted to second lieutenant, but continued to serve and from 1927 to 1929 was deployed overseas to Tianjin. In 1940, Kukela retired as a major before being called back to active duty for World War II, serving until 1946. Kukela's other awards include the Silver Star, World War I Victory Medal, World War II Victory Medal, Haitian Campaign Medal, Yangtze Service Medal, and the French Forger. He was also the first Marine officer to receive the Medaille Militaire. On March 19, 1956, Kukela died in Bethesda, Maryland, and was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. He was married to Minnie Myrtle Kukela. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
History is the greatest adventure story. But does it ever leave you wondering what the women were doing all that time? This is Lori from the Her Half of History podcast. And the answer is that some women were seizing power, or escaping slavery, or spying for their country, or creating artistic masterpieces, while countless others were doing the laundry, getting married, and wondering why their clothes don't have more pockets. If you would like to hear the stories of women doing all of those things, check out Her Half of History at herhalfofhistory.com or wherever you get your podcasts.